Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at Radio City, this is Scalzo and Brust, presented by Nude Hard Seltzer and sponsored by American Family Insurance on 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
Across ESPN Wisconsin. He is Ben Bruss. I'm Greg Scalzo. Chris Larson, Joshy DiMaggio, and you, the Scalzo and Brust family on a Friday. Good vibes all around as it is every single Friday here on Scalzo and Brust. Get into the show on Twitter at Scalzo and Brust. Call us, text us, the patented official Scalzo and Brust talking text line 844-770-3776. And of course, subscribe, rate, review the Scalzo and Brust subscribe, rate, review challenge. We'll be giving away the final prize today, a Gatorade bottle signed by Ben Brust. And of course, the five winners from this week, of which we will have the last one today, are all going to be entered to win a grand prize of a Scalzo and Brust experience valued up to $500. If you want to go golfing with the three of us, we'll go golfing. You want to go to a game? We'll go to a game. You want to go fishing? We'll go fishing. You want to go to the casino? We'll go to the casino.
Joshy, I think I just want to confirm here. You put this in front of me for the later announcement of our grand prize winner, correct?
I did.
Chad and McGuanago won, not Chad and Madison. Chad and McGuanago, the Jesse Nelson hater, he was the winner. Just want to clarify, just make sure you know that. Which leads me to the Scalzo and Brust patented official talk and text line, Greg Scalzo, where Hilsey, the official and official nickname giver, chimes in with his rating and review. Long live the Lithuanian drought, in reference to my 8-month drought playing professional basketball overseas. And he says, I'm here for the Benny harassment. And he circled it with bad graphic design work and said, me. I read it and I knew it was Hilsey for some reason. I just knew, because he's the nickname giver, that it was him. You don't need to clarify, Hilsey. Chad McGuanago chimes in, because I joined, and I'm going all over the place, Greg, I'm sorry. Chad McGuanago chimed in, because I joined Willie and Tausch earlier today, and he says, Happy Friday, Ben. Jason owes you an apology for saying you sound like the hall monitor. That's just embarrassing, and that's something I do want to take to you and Joshy, because when I did join Willie and Tausch, which you hear 9 to noon across ESPN Wisconsin, they said I sound like the hall monitor, and I make fun of the hall monitor, but I also like the hall monitor. Where do we draw the line on, like, the hall monitor thing? Should I be embarrassed that I sound like him?
What are we doing right now, Josh? What is he doing? What is happening right now? Ben Brust has hijacked the beginning of the show again, pointed the spotlight on himself, but in a way in which he now feels self-conscious that he sounds like the hall monitor, and it's something that we've legislated for like 2 years on this show. You sound like the hall monitor. You guys are of the same coin. You're just on the opposite side. He is the bizarro Ben Brust. You are the bizarro Jesse Nelson. I know you don't like Superman or Seinfeld, so you probably don't understand that reference, but everybody else listening does. You guys wear the same sunglasses. You just
That's
make them look different
true.
Than the way Jesse Nelson does. Oh, it is 100% sure.
We
you guys
wore
are
the
both
same
big
sunglasses
bowlers.
In 2013. Yes, we both like to bowl. We both like music. We both like musicals and theater.
You, Jesse Nelson is Ben Brust, if Ben Brust was a band nerd turned hall monitor, and you are Jesse Nelson. Jesse Nelson was a basic athlete, like, I don't know what else to say here, because I want to keep the vibes good.
It's an elite athlete to you.
No, I mean, that's the thing, is if he's calling me the other Jesse Nelson, like, that's going to bring the vibes down on a Friday. Like, that sucks. I don't want to be the basketball version of Jesse Nelson. It's like the worst possible person I could be. Cooler than that.
You good?
Okay. Hanging in?
Yeah. All right, I'll accept it. I am the inverse of Jesse Nelson as an athlete. Would that be the way you say it?
No, you guys are just, again, you're the bizarro version. The best way to describe it is you are the bizarro Jesse Nelson. He is the bizarro you. You live in different universes, but you're of the same ilk. Josh, am I wrong on this? Like, I feel like this had been established. You guys do sound alike, whether you care to admit it or not.
I don't want to admit it. That's why I just needed clarity. And if you guys are saying that I sound like him and there's nothing I can do about it, I'll just accept it.
There's no two people in ESPN Wisconsin who compare more favorably than you and Jesse do. There's some major differences, but when you start getting down to the brass tacks, the similarities are so deep and run in places you would never, ever, ever expect.
Yeah, Jesse's an only child. You were raised like an only child.
We usually try and make it about ourselves. We bring up each other all the time. Like, we try and get our, yep. Yeah, we do that.
Happy Friday from Kevin in Sheboygan. He says, I need an explanation. Ben goes on with Wildy and Tausch today and spends the first 5 minutes talking about Jesse Nelson, so not a great start. Yeah, talk about the lottery of punishment, but never actually commit to making sure he gets his punishments. Super disappointing. Then he turns it all around, giving great insight into why the Badgers are struggling, like real professional insight. Seriously, quality information. How does he struggle so much every day? I mean, is this a high ceiling, low floor scenario? I'm not trying to bash Big Ten Benny, but I am genuinely confused. Telling Jesse, don't be you, is like asking a skunk not to smell like bleep. Wildy tries to imply that Ben and Jesse sound the same, but only one of them sounds like the guy who tattled on you for not sitting right during circle time in kindergarten. Literally, his trivia was about teen stars who had birthdays today. Really? Come the bleep on, Jesse. Know your audience.
Round of applause. Greg, can you answer Kevin from Sheboygan's question for me?
Ben Brust, look, Ben Brust, we can spin him, we can turn him on. We can spin him and wind him up like a toy and let him roll on basketball. And it's not limited to Big Ten. It's college basketball. I would even include the NBA. The guy knows basketball. And if we want to, every single day you could get deep and incredible insight in the world of college basketball here. That's Big Ten Benny. When we bring Big Ten Benny into the show, he's our expert into the show. Ben Brust, however, is Ben Brust. He is more than just being a college basketball expert. He is somebody who we want to explore the highs, the lows, the depths, the shallows. We want to explore every inch and ounce of Ben Brust.
I would see, very well put, Greg. And to his point of the high ceiling, low floor scenario, look what my low floor is. It's Josh and Greg just taking me and winding me up and making me wind up and say something stupid. It goes both ways.
Now, here's the other thing, is it's probably on me, Kevin and Sheboygan, because if I just lobbed questions towards Ben, especially questions in area in which he has expertise, he ultimately is going to, you know, give us some slam dunks. Bad pun intended. But ultimately, we want to talk about more stuff. So, Ben, let me just lob a couple softballs up at you, but we're going to make this more like Packers. The Packers end up cutting Christian Kirksey today. They end up cutting Rick Wagner today. Tell us what that does to the Packers' salary cap situation.
Well, what it does is Christian Kirksey had about $6 million in cap space and Rick Wagner about $3-4 million. So there is now $10 more million available to a potential signing of J.J. Watt. David Bakhtiari restructured his contract to open up some cap space for this year. So there are some things that the Packers are doing to create opportunities in free agency this year.
And is this a Packers cap situation that will allow them currently to spend, or what sort of moves are they going to have to make to get into a position to sign somebody like J.J. Watt?
You know, I think this just is the tip of the iceberg, Greg. I think that Kevin King might be on his way out. Preston Smith, we could see a lot more guys.
Kevin King, a free agent, yep.
He might not be brought back, which is cap space that's not used. So, yeah. Nice softball you lobbed me there, jerk.
And this year, why is the Packers' salary cap actually higher than that of the rest of the NFC North?
COVID.
Ben, do you know what a salary cap is?
Yes, it is the amount of money that each team is able to spend. Yeah, period.
Does everybody have the same salary cap?
Based off the question you just asked me, no.
Are you allowed to exceed the salary cap?
Yes, but there's probably a penalty.
Is it the same across all sports?
Negative. Baseball, no salary cap. Rich people pay all the dollars.
So there's no penalties there if you exceed over a certain amount of money you're spending. Whatever you want.
I think there might be a luxury tax, if I'm not mistaken.
I love how he just brings stuff that he's heard into this. This is the expertise that we're talking about here on Scalzo and Brust. Hilsey, the official unofficial nickname giver of Scalzo and Brust, says this two-hour block is for the Benny buffoonery. Let Benjamin the analyst be for the other shows.
I mean, Hilsey did send a screenshot. He's here for the Benny harassment, so he's going to get it.
Yes, he will. Dan from Baraboo bringing good vibes into Scalzo and Brust. And, of course, we kid with Ben. Yes, when he is on, he is as good as there is. And that is why Big Ted Benny is a part of the program. Dan from Baraboo, he wants good vibes. He says, off work early enough to hear the start of the show. On my way to pick up some brews and maybe some nachos. Feeling good today.
Joshy, are you feeling good about the tunes today?
Of course I'm feeling good about the tunes.
That's all I needed to hear, because I love Fridays. When Joshy is clicking on all cylinders on those bump backs, there's nothing better.
Dan and Tosa chimes in and says, let's start this train on a Friday for next year. Chugga, 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 chugga.
Choo, choo. He's a show-off chugga guy. I love me a show-off chugga guy.
Happy Friday, boys. Dan and Tosa. P.S. I don't mind Ben.
Thank you, Dan.
A Friday from a Dan and Tosa is just not what I saw coming.
Chad and McGuanigo, he texts in, says, just sign J.J. Watt and let's get on the train for next year. Chugga chugga.
Choo-choo.
People are fired up today. Good vibes heading into it. Chris B. and Baraboo, happy Friday, fellas. Can't wait to celebrate the warm weekend and grand prize winner of the Scalzo and Brust experience with a 12-pack of nude hard seltzers.
I love that. Here's what we're going to do. We have four winners because we've had daily winners of the Scalzo and Brust subscribe, rate, and review challenge. As Greg mentioned, send in your screenshots of where you follow us, subscribe, text it in, tweet it in, and you could win the signed Gatorade bottle today.
Scalzo and Brust, subscribe, rate, review, challenge. Keep subscribing, keep rating, and keep reviewing. Homer joins us next on Scalzo and Brust. Across ESPN Wisconsin, Ben Brust, Greg Scalzo, Chris Larson, Joshy DiMaggio on the ones and twos. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review Scalzo and Brust podcast. Today somebody's winning an autographed Ben Brust Gatorade bottle. Carter in Fitchburg, he texts in. He says, is the bottle empty? Ben?
Yes, empty, unused, but was about to be used. But when I got wind of our subscribe, rate, and review contest, I made sure that it was not used.
There we go. So it was on deck, not entirely used. Of course, this coming from Ben's penchant to relieve himself while having his body on his bed because he's too lazy to go to the bathroom. That was really unearthed and amplified by our guy Homer, who joins us now on Scalzo and Brust. Another thing we talked about with you, Homer, was the last time Ben Brust did a slumber party with his female roommate and his girlfriend, Susie. This weekend, he's actually adding a third female to the slumber party. Have you ever crossed that boundary, Homer?
No. No, we're going from have you been to the sun and now asking me if have I gone even a little bit further. No, this is this is movie stuff.
Just stay tuned. On Twitter at Scalzo and Brust. I will make sure that, you know, you get a live look in to the sun.
Whoa, hey, hey now.
Maybe not,
I do
want to
thank you for your inside information about the Badgers long ago, and you said they just aren't getting any better, and you nailed it. And I do want to ask you, as a big, what is the deal with Reavers? I'm a big fan of his, and he's literally disappeared. I don't have an explanation or an answer. I thought their strength was going to be Reavers and Potter, and in most games, it's one or the other, but never both. But especially him, he looks, I don't know, like he's lost weight. He looks small. Just, what's happened?
Well, I think you just answered your own question. You thought it was going to be Reavers and Potter, but let's be honest, when Micah Potter arrived and finally started playing, he was better than Nate Reavers. And then a lot of the talk was, can you have Reavers and Potter on the floor at the same time? They weren't as efficient, and Coach Gard thought they were better without both of them on the floor at the same time. So
right,
Potter,
but then when Reavers plays, he doesn't have to all of a sudden be no good. I mean, before Potter came and Reavers played alone, he was fine.
Look. Here's the thing, Homer, and you are around Marquette basketball a heck of a lot. This, like, I can't speak to what it is like to be a 22-23-year-old and try and play in a pandemic and everything's different. Throughout his career, all he's known is that they won a Big Ten championship and they celebrated with, they won it at Indiana, where it's the one of the hardest places to play in the Big Ten and in all of the country. And next thing you know, you're playing in front of nobody and it's your senior year and you're losing games, you're getting benched, losing confidence, sick of getting your nose swabbed. I don't know what any of that's like, and I'm guaranteed the mental aspect of it is a bigger thing than the actual play on the court.
All right, yeah, that's certainly a possibility.
That's my best guess, because...
But aren't you as surprised?
I don't think I'm necessarily, like, surprised. No, I mean, I think he was, a solid big man who fit the system, but ultimately, yeah. Micah Potter is better, and Tyler Wall is developing, and they're playing them over him, and he has not played well when is in the minutes that he's had, so your minutes just continue to decrease. It's competition. Competition brings out the best or sometimes the worst in people. You either step up and take your spot back, or you kind of shrink and shrivel up, and it seems like it may be a shrivel up situation.
All right. Thanks for the input. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm glad we're just not talking about bodily functions. It seems to have been a tone in recent weeks.
That's okay. We can stay away from bodily functions, because I do know that you joined Wilde and Tausch and you argued that J.J. Watt, if the Packers were to sign him and the Packers were to win a Super Bowl, that he would be more popular than Reggie White and a more important figure to Packer history?
Yeah, he'd elevate, especially if he accept, the premise was he accept a veteran minimum, and that is he came on the cheap, and that, yes, oh yeah, he'd elevate his family. There's no way, and not saying he's a better player than Reggie, but he'd elevate above a guy, you know, a local gives something up to come to the Packers and they win a Super Bowl. Oh, yeah.
That's more of a feel-good story to me.
I mean, I understand people won't admit it because it's hard for them to conceive that. But even if he comes and came given what it less, he'd still be appreciated in a huge way, even if they don't win a Super Bowl.
Well, you're saying if he comes in at a veteran's minimum, which doesn't seem very likely, though.
Well, or he, whatever he, if he comes for less than he could get, and the more less that he could get, which he should do. This is just the easiest decision. I don't know J.J. Watt, but this is just perfect for him. I mean, he can come for the veteran minimum. He can give him 1 year. It's a strange year. You're probably going to get less anyway. And they're going to love you.
And he'll be close to his
wife.
And
I don't know why he wouldn't do it. But then, you know, he's not committing the rest of his career. The Packers are good. It gives him his best chance to win a Super Bowl. He's never won a Super Bowl. He can almost feel guaranteed that he's going to make an NFC Championship game, which he hasn't done. It's just plus, plus, plus. I said that whatever the difference is between what he could make and what he got with the Packers, I'll go find the money in terms of endorsements and stuff so that he makes the same amount. I will do that. I'll donate my time.
Talking with Steve the Homer True here on Scalzo and Brust. Homer hosts Homer and Tony from 2 to 4 across ESPN Milwaukee. Homer, do you think Aaron Rodgers would rather have an offensive weapon or J.J. Watt?
Oh, I would think he's smart enough to know J.J. Watt. The reason he hasn't made it, as history has shown, is they need a better defense. So, yeah, that he would get that. I would be disappointed if
so you're blaming the defense on you're blaming the defense.
They didn't need more weapons. The players they had, the young players got better. They had more than enough weapons. They had the best offense in the NFL. They just didn't execute, starting with Rodgers, when they needed to play at a very high level against an outstanding defense in Tampa Bay.
I'll agree with you there, Homer. They were good enough to get to the Super Bowl and win it this year. They had a bad game against Tampa Bay. And that's what's interesting to me about this idea of fans wanting the Packers to go all in and go all in. Do you think signing J.J. Watt would quench that thirst for the Packers going all in crowd? Even if they don't win, if they go out and they sign J.J. and they bring back Aaron Jones and they, you know, make the cap work, do you feel like that's enough to say all in, or do they need to do more?
I can't speak to other fans. Fans are crazy. I mean, they all want all in, but all in doesn't work. And so you have one instance where it worked with Rodgers, and you had with Brady, you had a different thing with Gronk, and Antonio. You had a strange situation. Now their willingness to do other things, but they were right. None of us thought, other than the train, that the Packers would be this good, and they were this good because their young players developed. And that's why they don't need to go all in. And so, no, I think they don't have to change much. They just have to play better, starting with MVP quarterback when you're playing, and they played a defense that was outstanding and proved it in the Super Bowl, and they couldn't get it done like the best offense. Even though they came back from 18 down to 5 down. They couldn't get a first down in those two series.
So
Tom Brady throws 3 straight interceptions and still gets a win.
Well, that's why you can't blame the defense.
I don't know. I blame the offense. Given there's a different standard. The defense did their job, and the offense did not perform at a level that they performed all season long. And granted, you have to give some credit to Tampa Bay and understand how tough their defense was. Because while they gave up 2 touchdowns to the Packers, when it got to be 5 points, Packers couldn't even get a first down. In those 2 possessions, the Packers gained a grand total of 5 yards.
Homer, you're making me sad reliving the NFC Championship game. So I'm going to switch gears here, because this week we did the Scalzo and Brust subscribe, rate, and review challenge, in which the grand prize winner would win a $500 Scalzo and Brust experience. If you won $500 to do whatever you wanted with us, and I mean whatever you wanted, what would you want to do with Greg Scalzo and Ben Brust?
And Josh Tomaggio. You and Josh Tomaggio out now?
Well,
savage.
I'm here. He'll be lucky if he comes.
What have people said?
We got some casino votes. We got some, I believe, gentlemen club votes. We got some golfers.
Gabe said golfing as well.
Yep, Gabe said golf. I think some people just wanted to go out to the bar.
But so it doesn't sound like there's anything special. Nobody caught you. I mean, I would think getting on a train. You're the train people. Let's get on a train.
Well, I just figured you would think of something special.
Now. Let's go on a train. Whatever $500 takes us to get on a train to L.A. to create the proper mood, the mojo.
So you're
For example, did you guys hear that Marquette's making the NCAA tournament this year?
Oh, yeah, baby. They're going to win their first tournament game since 2013 in 2021. I'm calling it.
I don't know, but Andy Katz, knowledgeable, had his NCAA first bracket out, and he had Marquette in. Now, granted, it was a mistake, and he meant to say Minnesota, but I think it's destiny. I think this is gonna happen. So, this is not as good as your train. But, no, do something that gets you on the way to L.A., right? That's where the Super Bowl is next year.
So you're saying we should manifest destiny L.A. We're taking two train rides. We're taking our preseason scope-it-out train ride and then we get to the Super Bowl, however
far 500 takes you, you might not get all the way to L.A., and I don't know how much time people want with you. I don't want to go all the way to L.A. with you guys, but I kind of want to just figure out what it is, it's like a preseason exhibition of the train, because you know you're going there, and then when it happens, hey, we know how to do it, we've done this far, and you know, maybe go to St. Louis or somewhere, I don't know, halfway to L.A. But yeah, I think you need to do train. You're the train people. You need to be to show that you have not lost confidence. You have the same faith in the Packers, and you should.
Really, really
glad. The Packers are going to the NFC Championship game. By the way, I'm also going to Chicago tomorrow because I'm putting a bet on the Brewers to win the division. Because they're going to win the division. The Baseball Prospectus says they're the favorite. 60% chance. Those are knowledgeable people. And I get 4-1 odds. Baby, that is value.
That is value. I wonder, though, Homer, you're so confident. Why not say the Super Bowl? Like, why stop at the NFC Championship? It's a given they're going to be in the NFC Championship game. They're going to get in the Super Bowl.
Sounds like you're not on our train. Do we need to ban Homer for just thinking it's NFC Championship game?
Well, I didn't know you had set the standard already. I didn't believe until I brought it up. You've even talked about a train. You're getting on me. I don't think you've made any prediction or thought about next year at all. What's wrong with you two?
Josh, the whistle is still saved on our keyboard.
It is the Scalzo and Brust Super Bowl 56 Manifest Destiny train to Los Angeles.
All right. So is this just because you do it every year, or what's your confidence?
2020 MVP Aaron Rodgers. Greg said it.
Rodgers.
2020 MVP Aaron Rodgers is all I need to start any train to any Super Bowl.
Well, okay, that's fine. You realize that's not how it works.
It's fine. Kind of this
it
year.
Works if you're, they have a good defense.
You are getting
Since
close to being banned.
60, you can include all of Lombardi. They have never won a Super Bowl unless they were 1 or 2 in defense and points given up, except for 1 year. Lombardi's last Super Bowl, they were third. So if you want to actually go to the train to see the Super Bowl, you better figure out a way that the defense becomes first or second in points given up. You got that figured out yet, guys?
Well, that's to win the Super Bowl, Homer. We're saying they're going to get to the Super Bowl.
All right, to get to the Super Bowl, then you probably need to be, the only other time would have been the loss to Denver, and I think they were about 5 or 6 that year. So Aaron Rodgers can't get it done. Brett Favre can't get it done unless they've got a defense good enough.
Thank you, Homer. You had us so high, and now you're leaving us so low.
Yeah, I was really enjoying that until we basically had to ban you from next year's train. You stink.
You don't want to ban me. You're going to ask me? You want me to pick him to win the Super Bowl to avoid being banned?
Your name is still the Homer Drew.
No, that's not why. No, we would not. We would never do that, Homer. We want you to believe. If you don't actually believe, it won't count.
Yeah, no, I'll take him. He's in love. He's going to get married? Yeah, I'll take the Packers to win the Super Bowl. That's not a I'm just saying it to do it. No, I'll go with you on that. Yes.
Yeah, the Woodley magic. Thank you, Homer. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Homer and Tony, weekdays 2 to 4. Find their podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. We love ourselves some Homer. 1 or 0 next on Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust.
Bogdan Bogdanovich to Milwaukee for Dante DiVincenzo, DJ Wilson, and Ersan Ilyevsova is in Peril? As there was never an agreement for the 28-year-old.
Have you ever heard someone say, in Pearl?
No. What is that? Guys.
Let's work on it. What could it possibly be?
Pearl?
Nope.
Pearl?
Nope.
Per-isle?
Nope.
Literally, one more guess, and you guys better tell me, otherwise I'm walking out. Pearl.
Stream live and listen anytime on your time on Wisconsin On Demand.
across ESPN Wisconsin. He's Ben Bruss. I'm Greg Scalzo. Chris Larson. Josh DiMaggio on the ones and twos. A&T to Hope Boy, who you hear every day. 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock, introducing the show. He chimes in. He says, Josh, what are you playing? Bruss Lithuanian warm-up mix?
No, this is Joshy's Club Bangers.
What's going on over there? I see Ben pointing at you. He doesn't have his headphones on. Just tell me what happened.
I was giving him one or zeros that I want him to ask us.
Because I threw it to Josh. Josh was completely he gave me the lowest energy of all energy. He made Daniel the Sloth look like a jaguar with his response to me right there when I threw it to him.
Especially on Good Vibes Friday. Like on Good Vibes Friday, tone has always got to be up.
I was paying attention to what Ben Brust was signaling me, because in the break, instead of giving me the options that you guys like today,
he was on his phone the entire time, just texting.
Well, you're not free of blame here, string cheese boy.
A&T to Hope Boy also chimes in.
Snacks McGee over here.
Benny.
I just ruined the show for myself. There it is.
A&T the Hope Boy chimed in and said skydiving, because that's what he suggested as an activity. And ultimately, we didn't give him credit for it. When Homer asked us what some of the ideas were, we said there was no creativity. A&T the Hope Boy offered a lot of creativity with skydiving.
How is skydiving cheap? Not cheap. Like, could we do it for $500?
I've never been. Oh, yeah. I have no idea, but it seems
like... I'm sure we could. We could figure it out. Josh, let's get into some one or zero.
Are you a one or a zero? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you a yes or a no?
There's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a one or a zero.
He is Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo. We're your contestants for one or zero. Josh DiMaggio, your host. He asks us a question. We say one for yes, zero for no. There is no gray area. Joshy, take it away.
Today I turned off my alarm and slept for a half hour longer than I planned. Let me start over.
Josh, this is a disaster right now. This is what you did today, and you can't even tell us.
Ben, you're not in a position to talk. You spent the entire break texting, and then you all of a sudden just start telling Joshy while we're on the air what one or zeros you want.
I agree with Josh. You are at fault, too. You and I were having a conversation during the break.
I went downstairs to get water for myself to continue to host the radio show.
Who said yesterday that you just stir the pot and don't ever get it back? I'm not standing for this. You were part of the break as well. Take some responsibility.
Ben,
pat yourself on the back for taking responsibility.
Ben.
What?
Come on.
What?
Put the phone away. Let's get back to business. Joshy, you got to bring it, man. It's a Friday. Get the energy up. Bring it.
I feel just attacked by it's blame day today.
Somebody's Mr. Grumpy Gills over there. I don't like
it. Yeah, because we stink right now. Let's go. It's
today
Friday.
I turned off my alarm and slept for a half hour longer than I planned to, with no memory of turning the alarm off. One or zero. You need more than one alarm to wake up in the morning.
At this point in my life, I need zero alarms. So zero. I wake up every day before my alarm.
What's your first thought?
What's my first thought?
Yep.
I don't know. I'm not when you wake up, you don't really have thoughts. You're just like, oh, I'm awake. I got to start thinking about what my thoughts are.
So therefore, your thought would be, what are my thoughts going to be today?
Yep. Or where's my phone?
Classic.
Yeah, you knew that the first thing.
I'm one here, Joshy. I need multiple alarms in order to wake up in the morning.
One or zero, you would say you sleep enough.
I definitely think I sleep enough.
I'm zero. I don't think I sleep enough.
When you say sleep enough, Greg, are you like a guy who needs 6 hours or an 8 hour guy?
I would say I can definitely thrive off of 6 hours. Anything less than six is where I could start to get difficult. I strive for 7 hours a night, I would say.
I'm an eight guy.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm midnight to six, I'm in good shape.
I used to be an eight guy, but now I'm a seven guy. And I just feel myself slipping to the six guy.
Wisconsin Sturgeon General, the top expert on sturgeons, was arrested for illegally trading sturgeon eggs for more than $20,000 in cash. One or zero.
Ben, are you looking up what a sturgeon is right now?
How do you know me so damn well?
You're going to be surprised. It's a cool-looking thing.
The fish.
Yeah.
Sturgeon General?
It's a pun off of Surgeon General.
Yeah, no, I get that, but...
Do you want to know how they fish for those sturgeon?
Sure.
They spear them in the winter.
That's
they open up a big hole in the ice and spear right down at them. I think famous lake in Green Bay, Lake Winnebago, is where they do that largely.
No lakes in Green Bay, Joshy. Famously told by Ben Brust.
Because Green Bay's in the middle right part of the state.
Yes.
Yep. Did I say the one or zero?
You didn't even say the one or zero. I just saw Ben Brust searching for what a sturgeon was.
Sturgeon, they look kind of like a dinosaur, but one or zero, caviar tastes good.
I've never had caviar. So I don't
know. Do you know what caviar is?
No.
Come on.
It comes from.
I think it's like. No, I'm not even going to say. The first thing, I feel like it's like cheese or something.
Cheese?
I don't know. I feel like it's on like a board of sorts, like a charcuterie board. Like champagne caviar. Like I've heard the saying, like you pair champagne
with
caviar.
I will say you do put it on crackers oftentimes. So
it could be part of the charcuterie board.
It could be put on
could
one.
Could be on a charcuterie board. Yeah. It's not cheese, but...
Couldn't be less cheese.
No. My gosh, it just looks like Dippin' Dots.
What are those Dippin' Dots?
Caviar?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ben, if you're Googling caviar, it tells you.
Well, I'm on images right now.
He doesn't want to read words. He only wants to look at pictures.
I'm a pictures guy.
Ben Brust. A pictures guy. I think we know what we're going to title hour one of today's podcast, which you can find wherever you find your podcast. Subscribe, rate, review. We're going to be giving away an autographed Gatorade bottle signed by Ben Brust, including as well as the grand prize for the Scalzo and Brust subscribe, rate, review challenge here on Scalzo and Brust, which is an experience with Scalzo and Brust valued up to $500. Ashton and Sheboygan says, if I win, we're playing 18 in the morning, then heading on a pontoon to crush some seltzers while car hopping from dock to dock.
Heck yeah.
Nothing beats boat life. By the way, for those that don't know, caviar are fish eggs.
I was going to say, clues, sturgeon.
Then why did you say cheese first?
Well, I didn't put the context clues together by then. When I was on the spot, I was
it's
a little
that
panicked.
Quick wit of his.
Yeah, I'm very quick-witted. Just not when it comes to caviar.
844-770-3776, the number to get into the show. Twitter at Scalzo and Brust. We'll get to some of your responses here next and continue to talk. JJ Watt to the Green Bay Packers. Is it enough?
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust.
I just wanted to let you know that I love you.
You're doing this on the radio.
Yes, I am.
Oh, you're so cute.
Oh, thank you.
I love you too, Ben.
Yeah!
Susie! Stream live and listen anytime on your time on Wisconsin On Demand.
Also, Chris Larson, Joshy DiMaggio on the ones and zeros. And you, the Scalzo and Brust family, on Twitter at Scalzo and Brust, texting us, calling us 844-770-3776. Eric from Wanakee chimes in and says, thanks for making me smile and laugh on the way home from work. Josh, I think you have some good edits from that one or zero.
Thanks, man.
That's it? Great.
I don't know what he means by edits. I'm going to be 100% honest.
I think he's saying that some of the things Benny said, you'll be able to pull and use for future circumstances. Our guy David Smirling from Columbus, who was one of the winners this week of the Scalzo and Brust subscribe, rate, and review challenge. Today we're going to be giving away a signed Gatorade bottle by Ben Brust. And of course, announcing the grand prize winner, Scalzo and Brust Experience, valued up to $500. Smirling chimes in and says, wait, Brust has a female roommate and a girlfriend? If I heard that right, you're the man.
Cool.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah, cool. Cool, cool. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Cool.
And David, Saturday night is slumber party number two, and we've added somebody to the party. Susie's friend is in town, so it'll be Susie, my roommate, and Susie's friend. We are having a slumber party.
We talked to Homer a little bit earlier in the show about...
Craig, you just flew past
yeah,
that.
Just like, the way he flew past it was amazing. Talk to Homer, you know, the earlier
what do you
interview
call,
today.
So it's a menage a trois when it's three. What do we call it when it's four?
I think it's an OG. I think that... No, it's an... Right?
I have no idea. I'm genuinely asking.
Nah, it's an orgy, isn't it? Like... I mean, that's what it is. I was trying to be subtle about it, but that right, like,
I don't know what you're talking about, Greg.
I think subtle, Greg.
We're just, good, clean, family fun slumber party. Lots of board games. That's it. That's all.
You have two couches. How's that going to work?
So this is at a remote location.
Wait, what?
Susie's parents are out of town, so we got to watch the dogs.
Whoa!
So we're having everyone come to the big house.
Got it. So you're putting like the flamingo out on the lawn and you're going to have a whole, this is going to be a whole thing. You're going to get the fishbowl out, the keys.
Well, no, because it's just me and three girls. So there's no need for the keys. It's just us.
Brian from Milwaukee chimes in, says, orgy at Benny's apartment. Eric from Waikiki says, yes, Greg, thanks. Didn't know what to call it. I mean, what do you want me to do? You guys are just making me answer your questions. There's only one thing to call it. It's Ben and three girls. We talked to Homer about a train earlier.
The train.
He was on a train.
Train. It's a train.
Oh, goodness.
Stay tuned on Twitter at Scalzo and Brust for your picture of the train this weekend.
You have to make it appropriate, though, Ben.
Yeah, we're just going to be chew-chewing like the Packers did when they got an interception.
Can you make it a video?
Of us chew-chew, like doing the chugga-chugga chew-chew thing?
Yep, yeah. I see what you're doing. The chugga-chugga. Chew-chew. Oh, yeah.
Susie Benny gets off work in 3 minutes, so we got to get all this talk done now.
Okay. Well, we know what you guys are going to be doing at the slumber party. You're all going to be, you know, hanging out, snuggling, cuddling, and then you're going to be ordering some Eat Street to get food safely delivered to your home. Non-contact delivery. Boom. Eat Street, the official local food delivery service of
Ben Brust slumber parties.
The Ben Brust slumber parties. Thank you for saying that more eloquently than I was planning to.
and
Scalzo and Brust and the Milwaukee Bucks. They are the official of all of those.
What's
things.
A slumber party without a nice food delivery? You know what I mean? Eat Street's gonna come in clutch. And wow.
Started in Wisconsin, based in Wisconsin, helping connect you with your favorite restaurants, bars, and taverns in the state of Wisconsin. You can feel like Ben Brust, even if you're not having a slumber party with three girls. Check it out. Eat Street. Download the app. If you download the app and you don't have it, you get 7 days free delivery. We're going pole dancing next on Scalzo and Brust.